Talking to Connor Mavali, he's one of the later additions to here to the Steele County Blades. You weren't here from day one of this season, as I recall. When did you roll in, Connor?
First week of January.
Okay. What were you doing earlier this winter then?
Well, I started off the year playing for a AAA team in Connecticut, and then due to COVID restrictions, the governor kind of shut everything down. So I was kind of scrambling, you know, late November. I went back home to Texas, and then I reached out to Nick. And, you know, Nick was like, you know, we're kind of getting ready for the showcase, but if you want to come after New Year, you're more than welcome to. So kind of just went from there.
Okay. And you've got a family connection to the Blades. What's the history there?
You know, my brother played here 2 years, his last two junior years. He was very well respected when he played here, and he kind of helped me to get here, you know, with his contacts with Nick, because Nick really liked him when he played here. So that really helped me out. That was kind of what I've been talking to as well with Justin is, you know, this is my first year playing juniors and Nick has a lot of high expectations for me, and I've been talking with Justin, they've been monitoring my progress so far and they're both kind of pleased, you know, so I'd like to keep it that way.
Yeah, certainly so. Yeah, you want to be in good graces with your coach and with your big brother. So is there some certain things Justin, either rates you on or gives you advice on, or how has he been a help to you in your development?
You know, it goes back and forth between, you know, actual advice and some heckling here and there.
Yeah, of course.
Just brotherly love. But yeah, you know, the first game he watched, you know, my whole entire family watched the broadcast on hockey TV. They watched me play the Moose, and they liked the way I played, but they said I looked a little bit too scared. My brother just kind of, it was like, you know, it's going to take you a couple games to get used to the speed, especially coming from playing with kids, you know, my own age. It's a huge leap going from, you know, 16U to juniors with kids who are closer to my brother's age than they are to me. So it took about 5 games for me to really settle into the league. And then, you know, I got my first goals, and it kind of really has been sprouting from, you know, the Blue Ox game at the end of January.
Now, was that the game? You had a game where you scored multiple
that
times,
was,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was a game against the Blue Ox?
Yeah, so it was like the end of January, the 29th.
Okay.
And like half of our forwards and D got sick. We barely had enough to fill the entire roster, so I got experience playing with the first line kids, and I went out and I got a hat trick. It felt really good.
Oh, bad. So, what did the family say about that? Hey, you're listening to our advice, huh? Is that what they said?
You know, I checked my phone in between the periods. I don't know if it's advised or not, but I didn't want to respond to their text, but I saw it. You know, I saw it, like, oh, Connor just scored his first goal, and oh, Connor got a hat trick. Wow. And I was like, you know. You know, it always feels nice. You know, my family's watching. So
yeah, yeah, yeah. And as far as the first goal, do you do something special with that puck at this point? Have you done anything with that? Do they give you one in that case?
Yeah, they gave me a puck with a hat trick, and they gave me the puck with the first goal,
yeah.
Obviously. So I have those sitting in my billet bedroom. They're kind of next to a bunch of energy drinks. So that's...
You run out of energy drinks, you'll start gnawing on the pucks, right?
Maybe.
Now, Connor, do you remember, like, a very first goal in youth hockey or when you were littler? Is there something that stands out from the first time you ever scored a goal in hockey?
I mean, I like to think of myself as a goal scorer. I've been trying to do that here. It's been kind of interesting because Nick has wanted me to develop my fourth line game so I can go farther. But every step of the way, and you know, I played Mini Mites, I always tried to score because, you know, that's what little me thought was the most fun thing to do. I got a lot of experience in mites, you know, little mall rinks, and out just outside of Frisco, Texas. And I played with a bunch of older kids there. I put up, you know, a lot of points there. I put up a lot of goals. Really, I remember scoring my first goal. I played now a defunct team called the Texas Aces my first year of squirt, you know, my first real travel hockey year. And I didn't score, and we had like a Labor Day tournament, and I scored the second game in, and I remember celebrating really hard because, you know, it feels great because I'm playing with kids who are older than me.
Right, right.
And, you know, it's my first legitimate career goal.
Okay. And then with that game against the Blue Ox in late January, kind of fun to be on the different line combo where you're out there and just had a good opportunity and took advantage of it, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, I was on the bus. I was, you know, I go into every game not sure if, you know, not knowing if I'm going to play or not. And it's kind of an interesting way to play because you're kind of playing for your life, basically.
Yep.
And I was told by Donovan, the assistant coach on the bus, that everybody on the bus is going to play. So it kind of made me, you know, made me a little bit easier on the stomach and the nerves. And then I saw when we were walking off the bus that I was starting, and I kind of was like, huh, Now is the chance to sort of prove who I could be at the next level. And, you know, Nick was pleased that I scored 3 goals, but he wanted me to get back to the roots of my game because yep. I'm here to be a bigger body in front of the net. I'm here to be a bigger body on the forecheck. And he's like, look, you scored 3 goals, that's great, but in this game, you're going to be back on the fourth line because I want you to, you know, work on your forecheck. Because even though you scored 3 goals, your forecheck wasn't there. So it was kind of nice to know that Nick is looking out for me in terms of what I need to work on in my game, which is defensive zone and forechecking. But at the same time, it's nice to know that he acknowledges that I can put the puck in the net in certain situations when it matters. Because I don't know if anyone listening remembers that game, but it was a 6-3 game, and I was the only one that scored.
Okay.
So I just want to throw it out there.
Well, Blue Ox are a pretty good team, and I'm trying to remember, is the Blue Ox the team that you guys are likely to play in the playoffs here then? They're the ones that are right in front of you, right? Because you got the Moose and Hudson and Wisconsin Rapids on top, so the Blue Ox would seem to be the team you guys play in the playoffs. What do you think about that matchup?
I had asked my brother what the fighting rules were because I was strongly considering fighting somebody in the first, my first shift that game. I'm not a big fan of the Blue Ox. They, the first time we played them, the next day we had to get back skated because of how bad we played. So really since then, not been a big fan of the Blue Ox. Kind of getting our heads. So it felt nice to know because I've been, schedule tracking and standings tracking, and I noticed that we might get a chance to play the Blue Ox.
Yeah.
So it's. Sadly, I think we're probably going to have to play at their home rink, but either way, it's going to be a really fun matchup between them and us, so I'm looking forward to it.
All right, and Connor, so you are so first year of junior hockey, and I would imagine that several more years of junior hockey in front of you. What do you look at as long-term goals for yourself? Where do you hope to be playing next winter, and then ultimately in your hockey career, what are you hoping for?
I've been reaching out. I've gotten contact with about 6 or 7 NA teams. I'm trying to see if I can maybe latch onto a team, get limited minutes, 17, but ideally, I've been weighing my options. Of course, it'd be nice to play in the NA, but I've been looking at either coming, back here or 18s. I'm kind of weighing both those options. I know if I come back here, Nick will give me a lot of chances to succeed, so I'm really leaning toward coming back here next year.
All right, Connor Mavali, and what do you call your hometown? Because I've got one town listed here, but you referred to Texas.
Yeah, so my hometown technically would be Dallas, Texas, but okay. Just like my brother, I was born in Boston, so that's kind of where I list everything, but
All right.
A lot of people call me a Texas boy, so.
Okay, well, we'll go with that for the time being, but either way, great to see you out there wearing a big number 55. What number did your brother wear here?
Wore 20 his first year, and then 24 his second year.
All right. Anything special about 55? I say it's an odd number because it's not maybe a typical hockey number. Is there something special with the jersey number?
I've been wearing 91 since I was 8. I wore 55 when I was 7, and Nick gave me 4 number options. He gave me 2, 10, 26, or 55, and I was like, I don't really like any of these, but I guess I'll go with 55, for the heck of it. So.
All right. Well, it's fun to see 55 out there, Connor, when you are. I hope you get to play against the Blue Ox here coming up in the playoffs, and thanks for your time.
All right, thank you for your time. And before I go, I'd like to give a shout-out, obviously, to my brother, Justin. He has been some of the topic of this conversation, but I know he's going to be listening, so here's your shout out, buddy.